Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Let's start off with some open houses today. 2 to 4, and we'll have several good ones. Kelly Cave's going to be at this one. It's 107 North Van Buren, 84.9. That has been reduced. It's a cute little house. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2 blocks from Beauregard, right out of Houston Heart. So you're in a good location. But guys, here's another thing. It's got a 19 by 53 garage. And I don't know anybody that... I'd love to have a huge garage. I mean, it's perfect. You can make a little workshop back there. Lots of extra parking. And Kelly will be there from 2 to 4. This one I think will sell at open house. It's 3806 Inglewood. It's priced perfect. It's 147.5. Southwest San Angelo. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. In fact, it has the beautiful hardwood floors that we were just talking about that we're put in here. Sprinkler system. I mean, this house will sell. Rick West is going to be there. 3641 Grandview. Again, new construction. Tony Jones. I think Tony Jones is one of our best builders in San Angelo. Just a wonderful individual to work with. Builds a great home. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Brad Hogue will be at this one. So we'll probably sell. I think Brad's been at 3 open houses, and the last 3 open houses he's held open, all 3 have sold. So go Brad. And if you need some information, Donna will be at the office from 1 to 4. We open the office on Sundays from 1 to 4. So if you're driving around and you see something, any sign, you can call and say, "Hey, Donna, help me with this," and she'll be happy to give you that information. Does that sound clear enough, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's perfect. I got it. So, I was trying to write that down as you were telling me.
Thanks. Let's talk about some new stuff. Give you some information here. We've got one right here. This house, which in fact, we've already had one offer on it. It's 57.9. It's on Parker Street. This has the old real hardwood floors. Now they need to be. The reason it's priced at 57.9, someone does need to go in there. This is a handyman's perfect dream because he can go in there and fix this house up. Needs some paint. Those hardwood floors, get them sanded down, redone, and it does help sell properties. But that's why it's priced at 57.9. It's vacant. It's easy to show, but it won't last long either, just because of the price. The one on Inglewood we talked about, 2-car garage. I mean, 147.5. The hardwood floors. Nice house. It's a little over 17, about the city says it's 1740 square foot, so good price. Right there by the elementary school, Bowie, nice little elementary. Went 1 year there.
Okay. But you've been everywhere, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true. Okay, Sunset. Here's a big deal. This was priced at $169.9. How about this? $159.9. This is a neat, neat house. This house is over 2,000 square feet.
Wow.
For $159.9. Jeremy, you hadn't been that long since you looked at houses. That's a pretty good buy.
Yeah, yeah. And how many bedrooms? That's a
3-bedroom, 2-bath, huge living area.
Well, that's got to be some, yeah, as I say, that's got to be a lot of, some very big space.
I mean, when you get to 2,000 in San Angelo, that's a good size house. For $159.9, mm-hmm. Unheard of. 1914 South Concho. This is a nice house. Overlooks the lake. Mm. Okay, listen to the square footage on 227.67 square feet. It was priced at 470. It's reduced to 425. And folks, if you live on the lake, you got to have your sea-doos, you got to have your boats. This has the lift for all of it. The lift alone is over a $50,000 investment, if it was put in here. So you can lift your boat up out of the water, you can lift your sea-doos out of the water, and it's got the cover on top, so you can walk up there and sun and check out everybody with beautiful views of the lake.
And it's been reduced about 45?
Yeah, from 470 to 425.
Wow.
So almost $50,000. Vista de la Roya. This is another one. And this is a beautiful house. This house is, if you want a house, and this isn't for you, I can tell you, Jeremy, because this is 5145 square feet. That's a big house. Or a small hotel.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's a bed and breakfast.
Swimming pool, the whole deal. But for a family, you can't beat this house. And Vista de la Roya is one of the prime, one of the nicest streets in San Angelo.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's got that Cadillac reputation. 2645 Vista de la Roya. Nice, nice house. Updated swimming pool, but you know, pool house in the back. The whole shooting match. Here's another one. This one is on South Concho. Now remember, folks, there's 2 South Conchos in San Angelo.
There is?
Yeah. There's one in Santa Rita.
Okay.
And there's one at the lake.
And this is which one, lake or
this
not?
This is on the lake.
This is on the lake.
Okay, this house, another big one. This one's almost 4,000 square feet. $39.92. So that's a big old house, too. The game room, the study, the whole thing. And it's if you go down South Concho, it'll be on your right-hand side. Mm-hmm. The lake will be on your left-hand side. So there's nothing blocking your view to the lake. And then the lake, a little part of it comes on the side of you. So you've got a literally an estate there, not just a house, especially at that price.
You got a lot of property, some big houses available right now.
And some nice houses.
Yeah.
$109,000. What can you buy for $109,000? Lot. Well, actually, let's look at this right here. It's 19.74 acres. So that's almost 20 acres. Mm-hmm. Build you a little house. And on this one, you could actually put a mobile home if you wanted to. On 19 acres, you probably put two or three mobile homes.
20 acres. That's pretty good.
New listings. Well, there's coming and coming and coming. Okay. $279,000. FM 2288. That's a neat looking house. But look at this right here. 70,000. Unbelievable. This is priced at $39.50 a foot. $39.50 a foot. You can't even pour a slab, hardly.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, FM 2288, that is the road that heads towards Robert Lee. Is that right?
It's between the Merchant Highway and the Midland Highway.
Okay. See, I'm way off.
It's the road right by the state park.
Oh, well, which is that's a part of town that's growing pretty well.
Oh, well, if you go Buffalo Heights, yeah. The Jensen brothers, I mean, they've done an excellent job out there with Buffalo Heights. It's just going, going, going. And then 1 mile from there, between there and Great Creek, is the subdivision K&A multifamily use development, which they're working on, county road, water, mm-hmm. The main entrance, all that. So I'm saying between Great Creek and that, just like between here and Cristobal's done, next, give it a few years, mm-hmm. it's going to be solid town.
Boobin, yeah.
I mean, and you'll have the bigger tracks, the 5 and 10 and 20 acre tracks, but you'll see nothing but houses or commercial development from there to there. Because let's talk about Cristobal just for a little bit. When we first started development in River Ranch, there was nothing out there. Then we did Oak Mountain, and I mean, River Ranch is for sure full. Oak Mountain, I think, has a few lots left. But if you go from here to there, all you have is cute little developments.
Well, like you said before, I think it used to be when you take a drive from San Angelo to Cristobal, you wouldn't see much. Now, literally, it's almost there. You'll see houses nonstop all the way down that road.
And the fences were, and a lot of those again are the 10 and 20 acre tracks, mm-hmm. but and some beautiful homes out there too. That Bacon Walling, that's off the road. Mm-hmm. They've done a beautiful job out there with some, the $300,000 to $400,000 homes.
Here's a little known fact. I just found this out. This is the most useless known fact for you today for Cristobal. Cristobal got realigned in their new district, and they have to play in Anthony's, their new football district. Anthony's west of El Paso.
Holy.
I just found this out. This is a Texas state record. Cristobal to Anthony will be the longest drive for a district game in the history of Texas football.
Why would they do that?
Can you believe that?
No. I mean, I was just glad when they put San Angelo back in the district they're back in.
It's like an 8-hour drive for a district game for Cristobal Cougar fans. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. I just found out that's the longest ever.
That's very good information. And maybe somebody listen will go, folks, that doesn't make any sense. Those kids don't need to travel that far.
Yeah.
But that's the only bad thing about the Cristobal program, because actually they have a good sports program out there.
Yeah, they're good in everything.
And we're fortunate in San Angelo. If you think about one thing, and I have this people, a lot of people are moving here now. Y'all can feel it. If you're driving around, you can feel the traffic now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different than it was even last year. And they said, well, people called and they said, we want to be a part of San Angelo. We were coming to San Angelo. And these are all the way from California, a lot of people from Dallas, Metroplex. So we want to be a piece of y'all's development. Well, tell me about San Angelo. Well, I think we are the little best kept secret with our lakes mm-hmm. that have water in them now, thank you, God. But also our little communities around us. They said, we're about 100,000. Well, Cristobal is a good example. Mm-hmm. What about Wall? I think Wall has obviously, look what they did last year in sports for the kids. Their golf, their football, their basketball, their education. I mean, you go to the graduation, if you're not a 90-something GPA, you're not even close, the whole class. You got miles. And not really that far is even El Dorado and Sonora. So we're really surrounded by a lot of good little communities that make it real nice to live here.
Yeah, and I grew up in a town like that where if it's a town of 2,000 or 3,000 people, you get that small town, but you're close enough to San Angelo where you have everything that you need.
Ballinger. We don't leave the Bearcats out. But it is. I think it's a wonderful place. And you try to explain that, and they start talking. I said, let me help you. In Dallas, when you go to work, how long does it take you to get to work?
Yeah.
They said, well, it's about an hour drive, hour commute one way. I said, well, if you lived in Ballinger, it would be about a 35-minute commute one way. So put it in perspective. And one thing we have seen in the real estate market, Jeremy, people are moving out. Our prices are going up. There's no question about that. Supply and demand. Well, you can still buy a house in Miles, Ballinger, the Cristoval area, a little bit cheaper. So, especially some of the people moving here saying, you know, this 35-minute drive is nothing to us.
Yeah.
Which I think has been good for everybody, not just San Angelo, but our small communities around us too.
Mm-hmm.
But prediction. And this is one of my questions we got emailed, and I know we're running out of time, but I'm going to get quick. And my prediction in 25 cents will not get you a cup of coffee. But I don't see this thing changing anytime soon. And I don't know about the 10-year, but I'm going to say for the next 2 to 3 years, interest rates are still going to be good, and the houses in San Angelo are going to keep going. And we're going to have a market keep going up and up and up. So if you are thinking about doing something, whether you're buying rent houses, you know, some of the people said, no, they're going to be here a year. They're not going to buy a house, and I wouldn't want them to. They need something. They need a place to live, though. If you're looking at investments, I think that's a great one right now for sure. If you're thinking about buying a house, it's probably a perfect time. Because I'm going to say next year the prices are going to be higher. And I believe the interest rates may be a little bit higher too. And I think if y'all listen to the show with Valerie, that was one of her predictions, that that the interest rates, they have to go up sooner or later. And it's been down for a long, long time. So the prediction on the boards are...
No, time out. We'll go back. Did you say you cannot get coffee for 25 cents? I know next door that they're selling 25 cent coffee.
That's a promo. Okay. It wasn't with my prediction, though.
So, oh, I see. I got you. Okay.
So, but folks, we appreciate y'all listening in. If you have any questions, remember, or you miss one of our shows, you can go to sallison.com, and it'll label like each one. This will be on flooring, for example.
Gail takes care of that every week.
She does. Well, and Jeremy, thank you, sir. Do a great job, and you can listen. So if you're like foundation, I think Mark did a great job talking about foundations.
Yeah, I'm still learning things about as far as the gutters go and a lot of stuff that I did not know about.
See, what's cool about this, and Jeremy knows this because he's helping me so much, but we try every show to bring you information that will actually put money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we'll catch you next Sunday.